Video: Ex-Democrat staffer claims he went to psych ward after leak of gay porn filmed in Senate hearing room. By Amy Furr on April 21, 2025. The ex-Democrat staffer who filmed himself allegedly having anal sex in a Senate hearing room claims he spent time in a psych ward after the clip leaked online in 2023. Aiden Myas H. Arabsky was fired by Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, after the video was revealed, and the young man has since moved to Sydney, Australia, and started an OnlyFans account, the New York Post reported on Monday. During a recent interview, Myas H. Arabsky said it was alleged that he had sex in the United States Senate and that is what I am allegedly known for. Mentally, I spent a little bit in the psych ward after the fact because it was just, it's overwhelming, you know? It's overwhelming to realize and to know that tens of millions of people literally despise you, he said, adding he was a catatonic mess. Breitbart News in December 2023 reported on the leaked video showing a congressional staffer having anal sex with an unknown man on a table in the Senate hearing room. The report noted the clip was obtained by the Daily Caller. In a photo taken in the Senate hearing room, the alleged congressional staffer can also be seen naked on all fours, looking back at the camera while on the table, where senators listen to testimonies, the outlet said. The Daily Caller reported that it reviewed a group chat in which the leaked video footage and photo were sent. The outlet confirmed that the imagery was shared in a private group for gay men in politics, it added. Myas H. Arabsky later cried homophobia after the footage leaked online, according to Breitbart News. This has been a difficult time for me, as I have been attacked for who I love to pursue a political agenda. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace, he said. Any attempts to characterize my actions otherwise are fabricated, and I will be exploring what legal options are available to me in these matters. In February 2024, Breitbart News reported the U.S. Capitol Police would not charge the two men involved in the scandal.